go through the introductions. This is the Board of Listers. We're meeting at 9 o'clock for the hearing of 822 Braylock Road. And Liam Murphy's here to represent the owner of the property. So if we go around the room, we can introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Guard here.
Angela McDonald.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Liam Murphy.
All right, so they're gonna have 15 minutes for the parcel.
Okay.
For you to tell us what you think the value should be and why. And then the board will deliberate and send you a notice within 15 days of the closing of the lister appeal hearings.
So I apologize, I only made two copies of this.
We
have the letter, probably.
Yes, we do.
Right. So
we don't have your pictures.
Yeah, the letter, as you can see in the first picture here, is a very long, skinny parcel. And it is a peninsula, and there is an existing house on that peninsula. It's a small house, but we're not really, I think the inherent part of the value here is really the land, not the house. But the house itself is small, and that's all they'll ever be able to do there is that house because of the narrowness of the land. Under the Lakeshore Protection Act, you have to be 200 feet back from a shoreline, and there is nothing 200 feet back from the shoreline anywhere on this parcel of land. So you know, the only place you can do is replace what is there. But we have appealed this in 2018 and in 2012, and it's always the same issue, and that is you guys do a land schedule. It's a bit based upon linear footages along the lake. You know, as I understand it, I haven't seen this year's one, but there's the first 50 feet is worth a certain amount. And then the, you know, then it's 67, and up to 100, and then maybe 150, 200, and it goes down over time. But there is a level at which the extra square linear footage makes no sense. And here we are, like 2,100 or 2,200 feet of linear footage. Now that was recognized by the card where. Even though there's 2,169 direct lake frontage, it was actually valued at 843 effective lake frontage, and that came out of a prior appeal, I believe. And but they still left that at $1,628.10 per foot, generating a value of $1,650,000. That's the bulk of the property. So. The issues here are sort of twofold about is an extra foot after you get past the first 400 feet really worth another $1,600 per foot? And we just don't think so. There's a declining value. I think at a certain point people don't buy the land. They don't add extra money to it just because it's an extra few feet on the land. So that's the first issue. The second is there should be a grading on the land itself, on the front footage itself, because this land is generally on a cliff. And I leave a series of maps. I had my dog at a vet appointment at the same time, so I'll have to call the vet back. Let me see. So what these three maps are, and I try to pass them around, they show the elevations on the cliffs. So this is the east side are at that level is 30 feet above, the cliff is 30 feet above the water. This, which is really sort of where the edge of the cliff is 18 feet above the water around. And then right around the house, it's 10 feet above the water. So you can see that the cliffs around the property, you can pass those around, are 18 to 30 feet above the water. So it's not accessible beach. If you go around this narrow point, the end of the narrow point on the left is a beach. They don't have a beach. And and so we think that that in this case a straight line application of the front footage to create 1,650,000 is not sufficient, and the land would not sell for that, because if you just had that land, nobody could build on it except on the single footprint of the existing house. They can't cut any more trees. They can't cut. You can cut a 3-foot trail under the lakeshore setback, but then you're all sitting on a cliff, and it's just a difficult situation. And as I said, I'm sure Bob has the records from what the adjustments were last time, that we did have an appeal of this in the past, and on the exact same reasons. So nothing more to do than that. We're not gonna, you know, the house, it's, there's not much of the land cost attributed to the house, so that's fine. It's just really about this front footage, and my experience in doing this is, for, you know, that the first 300 feet people really value. That's enough to give them privacy. After that, they're just not going to pay that much more to add to their property. It's just not a factor. I'd like to answer any questions.
So in your letter, Liam, it states that Ian feels the value should be $1.6 million.
Yeah, that he thinks that would be a fairer value, $1.65 million.
Does the board have any questions?
Very much presented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, test me.
No.
All right. Okay.
All right.
It's going to break that one.
Yep.
All right, just give me a minute and I will get the other one set.
Do you need another copy of it with the help at all?
No, okay. The copy you sent us, and that'll be what we use.
We're supposed to be eliminating paper.
We're trying to.
I know. Now you just end up with an email version and a written paper. So.
Passwords are a problem. For today.